And the Father was in the tomb, be so inclined.
Let God arise with angels and
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb be showing light.
As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts before the fire,
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb be sowing wine.
So the sinners will perish before the face of God, but let the righteous be glad.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb be sowing wine.
This is the day which the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb be sowing life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb be sowing life. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb be sowing life.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death,
and upon those in the tomb be sowing life.
To the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
rejoice to God, all the earth. Sing of his name, give glory to his praise.
Through the praise of the Theotokos, Savior, save us.
Say to God, how awesome are thy deeds. So great is thy power that thine enemies cringe before thee.
Mori tami vororo dixi. Sate, satimas.
Let all the earth worship thee and praise thee. Let it praise thy name, O Most High.
Through the prayers of the Theotokos, Savior, save us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages. Amen.
Glory to me, Bogorodici. Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us. Have mercy on us and keep us of God by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our lives unto Christ our God.
To thee,
to us and bless us. Show the light of thy countenance upon us and have mercy on us.
Save us, O Son of God, who is risen from the dead. We cry out unto thee, Alleluia.
That we may know thy way upon the earth, and thy salvation among all nations.
Swasti nisine vohi, os vetteis megi, o iudiati, alleluia.
Let the people give thanks to thee, O God. Let all the people give thanks to thee.
Save us, O Son of God, who is risen from the dead. We cry out unto thee, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten, Son and Word of God, who are before you, yet is paid for our salvation. To become incarnate of the Holy Virgin of God, and ever Virgin Mary, and without change was made man, who was crucified, O Christ God, trampling down death by death, who art one with the Holy Trinity and are glorified, together with the Father and Holy Spirit, Father and Holy Spirit, save us. Glory for me.
Let those who hate him flee before his face.
Stone rolled away from the tomb. They heard the angelic voice, why do you seek among the dead amen? The one who is everlasting life, behold the clothes in the grave, go and proclaim to the world, the Lord is risen, he has slain death, and he is the Son of God, saving the race of men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages. Amen. Thou didst descend into the tomb, O immortal. Thou didst destroy the power of death. In victory didst thou arise, O Christ God, proclaiming rejoice to the myrrh-bearing women, granting peace to thine apostles, and bestowing resurrection on the fallen.
O thou power, God, and unto thee is our glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And unto
rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, and to the Lord.
remain with them, charge them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
Yes, God, be the reader.
And to the Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
We stand here proclaiming the gospel.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Please
help us today.
If any man be devout and loves God, let him enjoy this fair and radiant triumphal feast. If any man be a wise servant, let him rejoicing enter into the joy of the Lord. If any have labored long in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If any have wrought from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If any have come at the third hour, let him with thankfulness keep the peace. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no mistrust, because he shall in no wise be deprived therefore. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near, fearing nothing. If any have tarried even until the 11th hour, let him also not be alarmed at his tardiness. For the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first, and give rest unto him who comes at the 11th hour, even if unto him who draws on the first hour. And he shows mercy upon the last and cares for the first. And the one he gives, upon the other he bestows gifts. And he both accepts the deeds and welcomes the intention, and honoreth the acts and praises he offers. Wherefore enter you all into the joy of your Lord, and receive your reward, both the first and likewise the second. You rich and poor together, O high festival. You sober and you heedless, honor the day. Rejoice today. Both you have fasted and you have disregarded the day. The table is fully laden. Feast you all sumptuously. The calf is fatted. Let no one go hungry away. Enjoy ye all the feasts of faith. Receive ye all the riches of loving kindness. Let no one bewail his poverty. The universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep for his iniquity. The pardon is shown forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner in it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, he made hell captive. He imbued it with the taste of his flesh. And Isaiah, foretelling this, did cry, hell said he was embittered when it accounted thee in the lower regions. He was embittered for it was abolished. It was embittered for it was mocked. It was embittered for it was slain. It was embittered for it was overthrown. It was embittered for it was fettered in chains. It took a body and a God face to face. It took earth and heaven. It took that which was seen and fell upon the unseen. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen and all is overthrown. Christ is risen and demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion of the ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing with all our soul and with all our might. Let us sing. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness. We pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for his beatitude, our metropolitan deacon, for priests, deacons, and all other clergy, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the president of our country, for all civil authorities, and for our sons and daughters in the military service.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarch, and for the blessed and ever memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, and especially for the victims of the recent shooting of the synagogue in San Diego, for the newly departed servants of God, Sophie, Patrick, and Steve, and for all of those martyred for their faith in Africa, the Middle East, and throughout the world, both here and in all the world, lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God of this parish, and especially for all those affected by war, terrorism, religious persecution in Syria, Egypt, the Middle East, Ukraine, and throughout the world. The ailing servants of God, Archpriest Constantine, Abbot Trifon, Father Anton, Father Kirill, Matryoshka Ann, Matryoshka Alexandra, Nellie, Jake, Shelley, Linda, Nicholas, Michael, Nevenka, Stephanie, Borka, Zora, Sydney, Nicholas, Vincent, Bryce, Adam, Margaret, Brent, David, Lachesa, Sinai, Eli, Vera, Catherine, Theodore, Helena, Philip, Vladimir, Christiana, Rigica, Elliot, Yaksha, Kimberly, Nathan, Abby, Christian, Barbara, Shirley, Edward, Jeanette, and Harold, and for the expected mothers, Christine and Salome, and the children born of them, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the missionaries, Jesse and Bill, and for all missionaries in the service of the church everywhere, and for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all-venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present, for with thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Peace. and above, and for the salvation of our souls. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All those who part of this life and live and hope in the resurrection to come.
Church and all Orthodox churches. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his kingdom. Always and ever
Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. and he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with awe. Let us attend that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Oh.
Thine own of thine own, we offer unto thee on behalf of the world.
And be glad, O God. Our Father, who art
thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and in ages of ages.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ Mago Pusita.
Oh, pure chaos, oh.